We've reached the final out. This is the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Postgame Show is brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Also by Smith's Food and Drug. Smith's now has grocery pickup and online delivery to save you time. Also by Zions Bank. For banking that helps you game plan for life, Zions Bank is for you. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 3, Dixie State 2 is our final score. Final stats now presented by Deseret News. BYU 3 runs on 9 hits. There was one error from the Cougs, and the Cougars left 9 on base for Dixie State. They end up with 2 runs, commit to 2 errors on the day. They left 10 on base, and Dixie State ended up compiling in total 6 hits to BYU's 9. So 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 10 left on for Dixie State. BYU is a 3-2 winner. The big blast on the day today, the first 2 runs for BYU courtesy of a Mitch McIntyre 2-run home run. BYU scored 2 there, took a 3-0 lead. Lead was cut to 3-2, but the Cougars close it out and win it by 1. 3-2 is your final. More postgame coverage coming up. We'll talk with Mitch after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the BYU Baseball Postgame Show. Now back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 3, Dixie State 2 is our final score. Cougars even the season series against the Trailblazers, having lost a one-run game in St. George, to get the one-run game back here today, winning it by a score of 3-2, and BYU goes above 500 at home this year, improving to 5-4 at Miller Park. And if you go back over 3 seasons now, 23-8 in their last 31 home games. And the big blast today was offered by Mitch McIntyre. Mitch goes 1-for-2 on the day, but the one hit was a big one. 2-run shot in the third. That was part of him reaching base safely in 3 consecutive at-bats. Walk in the first, homer in the third, walk in the fourth, ends up 1-for-2 on the day. And the big home run, Mitch McIntyre joining me now here in the broadcast booth. And Mitch, for you, that was home run number 1. When it left your bat, did you know it was gone?
Honestly, I was kind of questioning it a little bit, but I'm glad to get the first one out of the way. I mean, I've been kind of hoping that it would come through pretty soon. So now that I got that one out of the way, I'm hoping that there's going to be more after that. So
2-run lead there, 2-0, take a 3-run lead. And once it gets to 3-0, maybe you figure this is the kind of day we get loose. But no, Dixie State battled back, chipped away, and gave you a game today.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that's not going to give up on anything. And, you know, we just had to hold them to, you know, not scoring the extra run. So I'm glad the guys could get it done, and we just got to keep this going forward to next week.
You've had some tough luck one-run games. So nice to win one of these one-run games, right?
Exactly, yeah. No, I mean, playing at home is huge for us because, like, just the fans and the atmosphere. And so we've been playing well at home, and so hopefully we can carry that to the next week against Gonzaga.
Yeah, I hope that the carry-on is what you thought was going to happen last week too, because a week ago tonight you had an in-state game, got a big win over Utah. Things didn't go the way you wanted on the weekend, so it was important to bounce back and kick this week off the right way. And now you get a great opportunity, and right, it is an opportunity, right? If you want to stay in this conference chase, Gonzaga's the team you got to beat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, baseball's kind of a crazy game. I mean, it just takes one to kind of keep rolling. And so we still got a chance to win the conference. And so I'm hoping that, you know, our guys are just going to go out there and perform. And I think we have a really good opportunity to do that.
Of course, you came up with one of the key hits of the day. The pitchers combined to allow only 6 hits. 10 pitchers pitched today. This was a true staff day, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, our pitchers are awesome. I think they just go out there and compete, you know, and sometimes they're not going to, you know, have it every once in a while, but, you know, they did awesome today, and I'm happy for them, and just kind of keep going and just keep playing as a team to move forward.
You're not letting the arm get rusty, are you?
No, I mean, I'm hoping that they're going to pitch me soon, but, you know, I just whatever I can do to help the team win. So I've been enjoying just playing center and tracking down balls, but, you know, if they throw me out on the mound, you know, I'm gonna pitch my butt off, I guess.
We know you're ready. Well, you haven't pitched yet in April. Maybe it'll come.
Exactly.
All right. Mitch, good to have you on. Thanks for coming up and spending a few minutes. Congrats on the win. Big in-state win. And here's hoping it continues with some results on the weekend in Spokane. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Mitch McIntyre. Coach Mike Littlewood next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the BYU Baseball Postgame Show. Now back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
So welcome back to Miller Park here in Provo, Utah. BYU 3 and Dixie State 2.
is our final score. Well, he spent a lot of time in the red and white, red and black down at Dixie, down in St. George, Utah. Head coach Mike Littlewood, part of a program that went from JUCO to Division II, now to Division I. And they played here in Provo tonight, Mike, for the first time as a Division I program. It's a big thing for them to see a conference like the WAC on the shoulder and play BYU here in their home park. Great gratifying win for you, of course, but maybe just a thought before we get into the game about what it means to see a team that says Dixie across the chest playing in this park as a Division I team, knowing the part that you played in their development.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of great memories down there. 16 years, you know, my kids were all raised down there, and I feel like a quarter of my heart was over in the other dugout. It's kind of weird, but I'm really happy to see them go to the Division I level. It's been nice to see that progression from first 10 years I was there was a junior college. Yeah. And the next six was Division II. You know, we won a World Series down there. And then my last year, we didn't even know what a Division II player was in 2005 when we were going Division II. And then by 2012, we got to the regional final, one game away from the World Series. And Coach Faitenauer has just done nothing but raise the level of play down there. And he's going to do a great job as they move to Division I. They're scrappy. And they'll start getting more bigger, more physical players as time goes on. You can see their pitching's probably just a little bit lagging behind, but it's three. We beat them 3-2, you know, and they had us on the ropes a couple innings, and we had to pitch out of it. But kudos to our guys. But yeah, I appreciate you even asking about it. A lot of great memories down at Dixie.
You've played your share of one run games this year, and really so nice to be on the right end of this one, right?
It really is, and it's all about it, and so. When Penny, it's about making plays, you know, it's about making plays. And I think it was in the eighth inning, top of the eighth inning, when the ball was hit to Pintar and just kind of skipped off his – that's a routine double play ball, you know, and like, oh, geez, you know. And then Bryce comes back and pitches out of it and does a great job. But we just put ourselves in situations where we have to do that. It would be nice to just even get a three-run lead one time and just kind of cruise, because a three-run lead to us would feel like a 10-run lead.
Well, you're up 3-0, right?
Yeah.
And so you think maybe this is the day we actually put some space, but they chipped back. They chipped away and made it hard on you.
Yeah, you know, I just felt like we got a three-run lead, and we didn't really put great at-bats together in those middle innings, and we gave up opportunities. We went through a couple 6 or 7 or 8 pitch innings, not putting any pressure on the other team, those are just things that usually were really tough 1 through 9, and there's not many outs in our lineup. And this year we're just kind of struggling to do that. Really happy for Ryan Sapiti, who hasn't gotten much time at all, comes in and pinch hits and gets a hit. And so,
in his third at-bat of the year, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so he's been looking really good in practice. We're taking him to Gonzaga. You know, we decided that not after he got that hit, but before that. Just to kind of like – we need to re-energize, I think the guys are really, truly committed to – I know they're committed to getting better every day. We're, as coaching staff, committed to getting them, helping them get better, and you know, we're not going to stop coaching. But I think, more importantly, the team is committed to push reset, move forward, and just have a really great attitude the last few games.
Mitch does so many good things for you, but he did tell me post-game that he was wondering when his first home run was going to come. It came at a good time today.
I like Mitch in the leadoff spot. He does have that pull side power. He's more comfortable going the opposite field, so for him it would be center field, left field, and I like that approach. The toughest hitters to get out are guys who go the other way. Easiest hitters to get out are guys who just want to pull. Consequently, we have a few guys that just want to pull, and that doesn't play well for us. But Mitch, when he gets the head out, and he can pull it. I mean, he's got that pull side power. So I was happy to just see him get us off to a really good start. You know, he's one of our captains, and he came into my office and we had a talk Monday about just team stuff. And so he's playing so many different roles on this team, not just on the field but off the field. So I'm really proud of him.
I did ask him if his pitching arm was getting rusty, because he hasn't thrown since March 26th. But
yeah, well, you know, he got hit at Oregon State, and I think he didn't let us really – he didn't show it as much as it really hurt him. And so I think his wrist is better. But we have so many pitchers that you saw today. I mean, we threw 9 to 10.
You threw 10.
10 guys. Yeah. Plan on throwing 9. Probably expected to throw 10, to be honest with you. And Cooper McKeon did a great job as a jammer.
He was your one jammer today, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, we have guys that can go in and throw, and that's without Easton Walker throwing. So we want him just to play defense and hit for us. But we will use him. He's throwing pins, and he's staying active on the mound in practice days.
Yeah, this was the consummate staff day. 9-inning game, 18 pitchers saw action between the two teams, 10 for you, 8 for them.
Yeah, and they just came off a four-game. They play four-game weekend series, yep. And so, you know, I can't imagine how taxing that is on a staff, not just a bullpen, but an entire staff. And so they got up on the mound, and they competed, and they weren't overpowering, but they made pitches, and you know, we did just enough to win tonight.
So this kicks off the week, and you had an experience last week where you had an in-state win on a Tuesday, and it was tough to carry it over to the weekend, and there's no better time to carry it over than by playing a Gonzaga team that leads the league, but a team you can challenge and get right back in the race by playing well over the weekend here.
Yeah, we really can. I mean, you know, our destiny is in our own hands. It really, really is. We have to do some special things. You know, we have to go up to Gonzaga and win 2 of 3. And traditionally, we play well against Gonzaga. It's always been just a big-time rivalry. They're really good this year. They're all old. But not only are they older, they're really good players, and they've been together. And so it's going to be a challenge. But, I mean, that's why we do this. I mean, we have an opportunity to go up there and either knock them out of first and or gain ground or both. But, again, we want to get better. We want to develop these guys. But we also want to finish this season on a strong note.
There are different ways to win games. Some days everything's going right for you and you win by a bunch, and some days you grind it out. And today was a grinder, but I think grinders have value, right?
Yeah, and this year we've had to grind for every win, it seems like. It just doesn't seem like anything's easy. I was talking to Coach Pratt in Omaha, and I said, it just seems difficult when we're on defense when the other team is hitting, and it seems easy for them to score runs. You know, we can get two outs, and we might walk a guy, and it's a double, where we get two outs, and then we get two hits, and then everybody's grinding away to try to get that two-out single. And so sometimes it's just like that, and it's been like that for us for a couple months, and there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel, doesn't there?
You'd think. I'm still really new at this baseball gig, Coach, but every game I've called to this point in my really young baseball career has been here at home. I'm looking forward to getting out on the road and calling Salt Lake City doesn't really count to me. We called the games at Utah, but getting out on the road with you guys and getting to Gonzaga and hopefully calling some road wins this weekend up in Spokane.
Well, I got to tell you, now, as part of the radio guy, you're part of the staff, and every day we go lift weights, and so it's at 7:30 in the morning, and so I'll give you a call at 7:15, and you can jump in the car with
Shep
us.
Why didn't Shep tell me about
this? Yeah, he didn't tell you that.
This is knowledge you need to pass along.
That's part of the deal, though.
All right, see you in the morning or in the afternoon tomorrow. Thank you, Mike.
Sounds good.
All right,
thanks.
That's Mike Littlewood. Let's wrap it up here from Miller Park here in Provo, where BYU is a 3-2 winner over the Dixie State Trailblazers, and BYU with the win goes to 12-20 on the year. They stay 6-6 in the West Coast Conference. They get WCC games this weekend on the road at Gonzaga. Dixie State drops to 11-23. They stay 9-11 in the WAC. This was a non-league game, of course, for the visitors. All right, that's going to do it. Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio. In addition to our broadcast intern, we had our broadcast operator, board operator, Tanner Graff, our coordinating producer, Terry South, our assistant station manager for BYU, Sean O'Neill, our engineers, Sean Fay and Barry Squires, all part of keeping us on the air tonight from Miller Park. So thanks to the crew over the way at BYU Radio. My thanks to Tuckett Slade, my broadcast partner, to Mitch McIntyre and Coach Mike Littlewood for joining us postgame as well. Our final score tonight is BYU 3 and Dixie State 2. Next up, three-game series at Gonzaga. It'll be 7 o'clock Mountain Time. First pitches Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So until then, my name is Greg Wrubell, thanking you for tuning in and saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You have been listening to live coverage of BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Baseball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Kevin Worthen, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Homo, and Associate Athletic Director for Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Baseball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.